relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, friends. Welcome. Yes, indeed. We are back with America First here on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, and more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including the iTunes podcast. Just look for America First. We have so much to discuss. Special guests, incredible audio, and your calls, of course, on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Joe Biden, I think, is just about to or has already begun to address one of his first campaign events in Pittsburgh. Why is it the Democrats have to do it during the day? Well, why are you having a campaign event at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Is it because conservatives have jobs and can't go to campaign events and those who don't have jobs can during the day? My engineer's a bit confused. If you're a Republican, you're working now, aren't you? You've got a job, right, Leroy?
If I'm a Republican, why am I going to Joe's campaign?
Good point. Just teasing you. The big story is, of course, the events of the weekend, the attack at the Chabad of Poway Synagogue in San Diego. We are so honored, and I thank my producer for managing to make this happen, to be joined by none other than Staff Sergeant Oscar Stewart, who probably saved countless lives, although he was unarmed. Staff Sergeant Stewart, are you on the line? Hello?
I'm in the military. Yes, hello.
Hey. Sorry, we lost the start there. So you're one of the congregants. You go to this synagogue, correct?
Yes.
And you weren't armed in any way, were you?
No, I wasn't.
And you were at the back of the synagogue. And you heard the shots being fired, and then what did you do?
So I normally sit in the front. The back actually faces the lobby, so I normally sit in the front. And for some reason that day, I was in the back. As soon as I heard the shots, I got up to run like everyone else. I took about two steps and I turned around and I ran into the lobby. As I ran into the lobby, I saw the individual. I yelled out in my loudest voice I could muster, and he fired two shots. He wasn't aiming at me. It was just strange. I saw the muzzle flash. He fired two shots. By the time I got to him, I must have yelled louder. Again, he dropped the weapon to the side, and he turned and he ran, started running out of the lobby.
Well, according to witnesses, you screamed so loudly, you screamed something rather aggressive that congregants in a nearby church heard your scream. It was so loud as you were barreling towards the killer. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then apparently he dropped the weapon. Correct.
He had it slung on a tactical sling. Some of your listeners may understand what
yes.
you know, it's a military sling, so it prevents you from losing your weapon.
Right.
You know, that's in quotes. So he dropped it to the side. He still had possession of the weapon, but he was not
controlling it
in any way. He was not controlling it. It was just swinging there, and he ran out the front doors of the synagogue.
Well, God bless you. You know, there are two types of men. There are those that run away from danger, and there are those that run towards the sound of gunfire. You are the latter. Now, you have a very interesting service background. You served both in the Navy, in EOD, and also after 9/11, you joined another service, correct?
Yes, something to that. Yeah, it was basically that. That's the cut and dry of it. Yes, I went to the Army.
Yep.
And I deployed to Iraq in 2003, and that was basically the gist of it. And then I finished my tour, my contract, my enlistment, and I went back to my profession, and that's where I am now.
I've actually visited the Navy EOD school and had fun blowing stuff up there. It's a very, very impressive facility. Would you tell us a little bit about the Shabbat of Poway, about this community, about Rabbi Goldstein?
Yeah, it's Chabad of Poway is a very warm, it's a smaller congregation. It's so Chabad is a unique situation to Jewish religion. Everyone there is different, you know. So you go to a Reformed synagogue, almost everybody there is Reformed. You go to a modern Orthodox synagogue, everybody there is modern Orthodox. Well, Chabad has everybody. It takes people from all spectrums of the whole spectrum of Judaism go there, and even non-Jews attend sometimes. It's kind of strange. So you have all these people, and everybody's felt well, made to feel welcome. And everybody has like a warm sense of being there. It's a small congregation. My last synagogue was one of the largest synagogues in Chicago. But I went, we moved out to California, and then we ended up here. So, and we were looking for a house to buy in San Diego. Housing is crazy in Southern California. So
yes.
we were able to afford a home in this Poway Rancho Bernardo area. And that's how we ended up there. So, one of the requirements of, we consider ourselves Orthodox, my wife and I, was we have to walk the shul, walk the synagogue.
Yes.
And that was the closest one to our home. So, we went to the synagogue first on a holiday before we even bought the house or even considered it. And we were just made to feel so welcome. And there was just so much love, for the lack of a better term, at the Chabad of Poway. It was wonderful. So my wife said, this is, boom, this is it. And you know how you do. You listen with your wife. And so,
you're a brave man and you're a wise man. Staff Sergeant Stewart, could you say, is it true that you know the one fatality? You know Lori Gilbert Kay?
Yes, we weren't like friends outside of synagogue, but we talked at synagogue. We actually come from different spectrums of the political arena there. So I remember one conversation we had, we kind of got into a little disagreement about things, but, in the end, she never held that against me per se, or, she was back to being a loving person. She was like, oh, well, great. We disagreed on something, but we're still where we can be friends. We can embrace each other. We can, have compassion for each other. And that's what she was all about. She was just a wonderful person. The little I knew of her and the little I interacted with her, I was just amazed, impressed by her.
Well, you have impressed many, many people by your actions in the Chabad. So Staff Sergeant Stewart, in the last few minutes we have left, in sadly, in an age where we seem to see an increase, a rise in anti-Semitism and in violent anti-Semitism, as an American, as a veteran, what would your message be to other Americans, Jewish or otherwise, about the times that we live in?
Don't be afraid to stand up. I've repeated this a few times. I think this has become a mantra today. Don't be afraid to stand up when you see something going wrong. Not necessarily charge a person with a gun. I think that's probably the extreme. But if you see someone picking on somebody else, making fun of their ethnicity, their religion, their whatever you think is wrong, you just can't walk by. That's for you to decide if it's right or wrong, but you just can't walk by. If you think it's wrong, you need to stand up and say something. You need to say, that's not right. And that may be all it takes. What I keep hearing is this is amazing what I did. I really don't think it's amazing. I've just But it, all it took was a person to stand up and say no, and that's what you have to do. That is what you, that is. I think that's the key there, and you know, and not be afraid, and you know, just do what's right. You know, people who are who consider themselves religious are good. You know, of all religions, all faiths, all backgrounds, most people I think are good. There are very few evil people in the world, and if the good stand up to the evil will be drowned out.
As a wise philosopher once said, all that it takes for evil to win is that good men do nothing. One of those good men is Staff Sergeant Oscar Stewart, a man who saved countless lives at the Chabad of Poway this Saturday. Thank you for joining us. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, author of the new book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Our next guest will be Stephanie Hamill of the Daily Caller in studio, also taking your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. Live streaming at sebgorka.com, where you can also write to us at the same address, info@sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422. Enjoy!
What an interview running towards the gunfight. Could you imagine if he hadn't been there? And if afterwards that Border Patrol agent who had a weapon hadn't been firing at the fleeing murderer, would have been even more tragic. Now we are joined by none other than Stephanie Hamill. Follow her, Steph, with a PH, M. Hamill. She is the Daily Caller's video columnist. And somebody I'm very, very, very jelly of. Why? Because she got to go to the NRA annual convention. Did you have fun, Steph?
I had fun, but I was working so much, running around getting
interviews. When are you not working?
That's true. It's a good point.
I mean, she always comes in here and says, I'm always working. I have no private life. I sleep half an hour a day, and I'm always working. Is this correct? I mean,
pretty much.
Filming or editing, right?
Exactly. It's exactly what happened. I mean, I'm thankful and grateful that I have all these opportunities, so I'm not going to slow down anytime soon. The minute that I'm not working is when I'm going to be concerned. When no one wants me, I will be concerned. So, yes, I was working the entire time. So I had some fun. I'm not going to lie. I had
Good.
Some fun. But
Good.
A lot of the times I was running around getting interviews.
All right. Well, let's play a couple of cuts. Somebody was having fun, and he's the president of the United States. Let's talk about what he had to say. We've got two cuts. First one is cut 11. About what's going on in America. This is the president at the NRA convention where Steph was also present. Cut 11.
Our economy is now the hottest anywhere on the planet Earth. Just this morning, we learned that the GDP smashed expectations with the economy growing at an annual rate of 3.2% in the first quarter. Always the worst quarter for whatever reason. 3.2. And if we kept the same interest rates and the same quantitative easing that the previous administration had, that 3.2 would have been much higher than that. But they hadn't hit these numbers in 16 years.
Now, when he's giving that speech, what was the atmosphere like there, Steph?
It's like a rock concert. I mean, I've been to a few Trump speeches in my day, and I will tell you, I mean, the energy in that room, you can't even really describe it other than it being like a rock concert.
It's electric.
I mean, these people love Trump. I mean, Trump was in front of a friendly crowd, and everyone that I talked to there loves what he's done as president. They are hoping that he'll win in 2020. They will support him. And this is a patriotic bunch. I mean, everyone's decked out with American flags, and they love this country, and you can see it. And when the president was speaking, people were standing and clapping and cheering. It is really something that I've never experienced before.
Now, we have, as a regular guest here, Ollie North, and after all the cheering and the wonderful events, we started to hear some negative things unfold, at least inside the Board of Trustees and the management of the NRA. Did this trickle down to the people you were talking to? Was there some negativity with regards to the stuff that's happening inside, you know, the closed board member meetings?
Yeah, so most of the people that I talk to, they don't really care what's going on. They don't even want to hear about it. They just want the NRA to clean up its act. It seems we're just not used to the NRA publicizing dirty laundry or internal anything, because usually we just don't see that. I've never heard of it before. And so it was a little bit unusual. I think people just want the NRA to get back on track and focus on its mission.
Get back to work.
Get back to work, focus on its mission, which is promoting gun safety, the Second Amendment. I mean, that's their mission.
Right.
And they're the strongest, I guess, gun lobby, if you will, in the country.
Right, one of the strongest lobbyists in the country.
Yeah, and they help promote the Second Amendment, and we are thankful for what they
Absolutely.
Do. President Trump today. I think he said that they needed to get it together. I believe it sounds like he doesn't care either. We don't care. We just want them to have good leadership and focus on their mission.
Do you still have that photograph of you shooting your AR pistol at the top of your timeline?
Yeah,
on Twitter?
The AR-15 pistol that my father gave me for Christmas. I still have it. But I will say that I
got it is. It's at the top of your Twitter.
Yeah, I got to play with some pretty fun guns at the convention as well. I went to a shooting range after that was like 20 minutes away from the Indiana Convention
Anything
Center.
You have to get now?
I'm going to have to think about it. There's so many. They're pretty expensive, so I don't know. I might have to save up and see.
But you can never have too many. They're like dollar bills.
I don't have an AK-47, so maybe I'll go that route. But these
we'll discuss.
The D.C. laws are preventing me from getting the things that I want.
Get out of the people's D.C. swamp, honestly.
I will tell you that I noticed that there were a lot of women at the convention.
Oh, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. So something has changed. There's movement towards more females?
Yeah, well, we've seen some of the statistics over the past like 2 years that gun ownership among women and minorities is on the rise. And there were a lot of women at this convention. I wasn't expecting it. And so I went out and I talked to specifically women for
You talked to a feminist, didn't you?
No.
Did you?
No. Okay. So what I was asking, the question I was asking people was, what advice would they give to anti-gun feminists?
Okay.
So these women wouldn't really necessarily call themselves feminists, but feminists, you know, they have their own little movement. But if you're a real feminist, quote, you should want to protect yourself.
Of course.
And what is more empowering than owning a gun?
So what kind of messages did you hear?
So the women that I was talking to, I mean, some of them were expert shooters, by the way, which is really cool. I've never met female expert shooters.
There's
that
some
actually
amazing
do that
female
for a living.
Shots out there.
And I also just talked to regular people who were just average Americans. And for them, it's all about safety and being able to protect themselves in a situation. A lot of these city dwellers forget that if there's an emergency at your home, it takes a while for the police department to respond. And it's not that our officers aren't trying to do the best they can, but there's limited resources. There's only so many of them. And when you're in a situation, you need to be prepared. And
it's the old saying, why do you carry a gun? Because the police officer is too heavy.
Yeah, and it's our right.
It's a joke. Well, I get a little label. Joke.
Okay.
Joke. Right.
But it's also our right to have it. And as someone who had been kind of in a situation myself a few years ago in Yuma, Arizona, some guys were trying to break into my house. I didn't know what was going on. And it took the police department 20 minutes to get to my house. Yeah. And I was sitting with a revolver in my closet hoping and praying that these two guys wouldn't get into my house. I think they were at the wrong house. They were maybe on drugs or something, so that they eventually...
And they didn't get in.
They didn't get in. But had they tried to get in, it would have taken... I don't know what would have happened. I was sitting in the closet with a revolver, praying that I wouldn't have to use it, and praying that these guys didn't get in. And had I not had that, I couldn't even imagine what I would have done. Like, I would have been very, very... I was scared, but I would have been very scared.
What was the overall sense? Are people very worried about 2020 with regards to the Democrat agenda?
Everyone's pretty confident that President Trump is going to win his reelection, but people are just really annoyed and bothered by what the 2020 Democrats are running on, and a lot of them are running on gun control.
Yeah.
We know that presidential hopeful Eric Swalwell thinks it would be brilliant to take away AR-15s, a gun confiscation, if you will. All of a sudden, now we have $15 billion to buy back AR-15s, but we don't have $5 billion for a wall, according to Democrats.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
Also, how many criminals do you think are going to line up to sell their AR-15s back to the government?
Oh, I'll tell you exactly how many.
Zero.
Yeah. It's a very round number.
Zero. But he also had, I'm sure, I don't know if you already talked about this, but
no.
He also has suggested that law-abiding gun owners need to now pay for insurance. Now, of course, there is insurance out there, but now you're going to force Americans to get insurance? Does he not realize that the average person has less than $500 in their checking account? Do you think they're going to want to pay for gun insurance? And then they compare it to cars. But a car isn't a right. Owning a car isn't a right.
I heard
a gun
about
is.
Somebody, a president, who tried to force us to buy something before. What was that? Oh, is that Obama guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's called Obamacare. Didn't work out too well. We're talking to Stephanie Hamill. She is the video columnist for the Daily Caller. She'll be with us for one more segment. So don't you go anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Thank you. following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest-Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest-Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
What's that phrase, fear of being left out? Do you have fear of being left out?
FOMO.
FOMO. Because if you don't have a Mike Lindell MyPillow, you're being left out. He sold 44 million of them. You need a MyPillow from Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my name at checkout or call 800-829-8468. There's a reason he sold almost 50 million of them. Oh, and what, by the way, we helped out the president, right? He's almost at 60 million followers. He's almost, we called out our followers to follow the president, and he's only 200,000 away. So get busy. Follow Real Donald Trump while you're going to MyPillow.com for your dream Giza sheets. and You're My Pillows. We are back with none other than Steph Hamill. Follow her, Steph M. Hamill. I've just retweeted. She's got a great interview with none other than Steve Scalise at the NRA convention, talking about the threats to our Second Amendment rights. Steph, did you report something in the Daily Caller? Did the Daily Caller report something that was denied for months and months and months, and now the mainstream media is actually confirming it?
I love this story. So I remember President Trump had said something along the lines that there were people trying to get through the border that weren't just from Central America, that maybe they were from other parts of the world.
Right.
And even, if, I mean, again, it's just a national security threat in general because you don't know who's coming through.
Right.
Could be MS-13 gang members, could be terrorists. But yeah, we need to know who's coming. I remember even Chris Saliza from CNN, he did this whole fact check on Trump, like that he was wrong and all these other things. And I had discovered this clip from Univision where the reporter was breathlessly reporting on what was going on and how he had found some Bangladeshis among some of the immigrants. This is pretty wild because that is a
Bangladeshis, okay, in the caravans. That's like not South America. That's somewhere else.
Could you imagine how long it would take to get there?
Yeah,
to
you're right.
Yeah,
and then you reposted it, correct?
Correct.
And so what happened then?
So we reposted it. Then Univision got word of this and was upset and said that that wasn't one of their reporters when their video was completely branded. They had taken it off their website, but oh, guess who stored it before they did? Me. And so they had sent us a letter to take it down, the whole article. And
so you're reporting Univision coverage.
Yes.
And Univision wants you to take it down, saying it's not Univision.
Yes, because
That is like triple dipple fake news.
Because it supported President Trump's claims. And all of the
so
other
what did you do?
Well, I wrote back. I said, this is clearly your reporter. There's a bug on it. I looked this guy up. He works for you guys. So they ended up like not emailing again because they knew we were right.
Love it.
I don't know if they ended up putting the video back online or if they kept it off.
But you have it.
I have it.
Okay.
So anyway, but Trump's made these claims.
Right.
He was right, as we all suspected. And today, this is fast. No one's talking about this. Okay, so anyway.
So how long ago did you do that? Because I remember you discussed it in studio.
Was it back in like August or October or somewhere
around
there?
And now what's happening?
Okay, so NBC Today. Wait, let me just make this clear. So all of the mainstream media reporters were breathlessly reporting that President Trump was making stuff up, that it wasn't true. Today, NBC's reporting that Mexico is detaining more migrants, not just from Central America, but from around the globe. Nigeria, Bangladesh, and Cuba.
Da-da.
Boom. Guess who was right? We were right.
But it was only 9 months ago.
Yeah. But we already knew this.
Right.
And so the fact that the fake news is having to report this because Mexican officials are reporting who is in their detention facilities, by the way, thanks to the Trump administration, who made it clear that we're not going to just take everyone in. Mexico needs to take its fair share. If they're going to have a country where people can just fly in from all over the world.
Central Asia.
Or they can go to Central America first, then cross the border. They need to be held accountable and they have to take their fair share. I also found this fascinating is that some of the migrants who are in the facilities are still complaining about the food. So it wasn't just Bean Lady, which we reported on at the Daily Caller, who didn't like the tortillas and beans. More of them disliked the food so much so, according to NBC.
So they hated the free food. So what did they do?
Okay, so according to NBC, I mean, given it is fake news, they are reporting that, and I actually do believe this article, because why would they report this? They're reporting that some of the migrants are like escaping to go get food from the grocery stores and they're getting rice and lentils because they don't like the tortillas, beans and eggs that Mexican authorities are providing.
Those racists, those cultural appropriators in Mexico.
I know. I mean, you got to be picky with free food.
Lentils. I want my lentils.
I mean, given that people, the culture is different, people eat different meals, but I mean, it's free food.
It's free food.
It's free food.
Craziness.
So, I mean, there's just like a lot going on with the border. El Paso sector. They're reporting that they apprehended 71,000 immigrants attempting to enter the U.S. between October 1st of last year and March 31st of this year.
Hang on. We've got to stop here. That's in one sector, ladies and gentlemen, one sector. That's the insanity. We've been talking to Steph Hamill. Follow her on Twitter. Go to the Daily Caller as well. She's a video columnist. Lots of new videos that she's going to drop from the NRA and elsewhere. We love her coverage. And, hey, she's only 9 months before the mainstream media. That's pretty good. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. Dear friends, would you sell anything below the cost of what it takes for you to make it? Of course you wouldn't. unless you want to introduce people to a product that you believe in so much and that you have a mission in getting to people who are suffering from pain. That's exactly what Pete and Seth Talbot have done with Relief Factor. It's totally natural, no pharmaceuticals, zero side effects. I take it. Why? I had a lower back pain issue. I took the three-week quick starter pack, cost $19.95. Within 2 weeks, lower back pain issue totally gone. That's why people like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and myself swear by this product, because it works. Tens of thousands of our listeners are getting daily relief from their aches and pains as well. You can be part of that success story. All you have to do, let's go to relieffactor.com, $19.95 for the quick starter pack, and you could be on the road to liberation from daily aches and pains. Relieffactor.com has testimonials from across the country. You could be one of those people who has found relief. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Go to relieffactor.com now. Your calls next here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Summer's almost here. Can you imagine the pressure on you as a young child if one of your parents is in prison? Hard to imagine the pressures you must be under. How you could possibly end up in a facility as well. But with your help, dear listeners, I want to send as many at-risk children as we can to this incredible institution called the Angel Tree Camp. Not too long ago, a little boy named Zeke Griffin was an Angel Tree camper himself. Today, he's 30 years old, and he is ministering to other children as an Angel Tree Camp counselor. Listen to Zeke.
I would not be here if it had not been for Angel Tree Ministries. Somebody somewhere decided, hey, these kids deserve a chance. This boy right here, Zeke Griffin, deserves a chance to break away from everything that's going on and just experience life on a totally different level. And I just want to thank whoever it is that signed that scholarship for me to go to camp. You have truly changed my life. I am out here sharing the gospel with students who have gone through the same thing that I've gone through. Again, thank you, Angel Tree, for what you've done. You have truly changed and shaped my life.
There are thousands of children like Angel Zeke in cities all across America. Please help me to get them out of danger and into the fresh air and friendships of the Angel Tree Camp. Just $200 sends a child to camp for an entire week, but your donation in any amount will help save these children. Just call 888-206-2794 or go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA, and click on the Angel Tree Camp banner. The number again, 888-206-2794, or go to sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree Camp banner. Let's try and give these children a wonderful summer and shield them as much as we can from the influences that they're already suffering from. Angel Tree Camp, my website. Let's go to your calls. I'm watching the Biden rally. My, oh my, you can tell that these are trade union activists behind him that have been trucked in. They do not look happy. I mean, even when they're clapping, it's like Westworld. It's like the robots on that Michael Crichton movie. It's like, do I have to clap? Somebody switched on the clap switch. It is just, it's not a Trump rally. All I'm saying is it is not a Trump rally. Let's go to your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to line three, Shula in California. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. I'm really excited to speak with you. I was impressed what the gentleman said when he rushed the terrorist that came into the Chabad in Poway. Courage is the least valued character trait, and courage is what we need during these times. And I think of during World War II, I'm sure you're aware of this, but there were three countries that were actually allies of Nazi Germany, but they refused to hand over their Jews. King Boris III of Bulgaria, Generalissimo Francisco Franco of Spain, and King Mohammed of Morocco simply refused. And the Nazis left the Jews alone. And then we think of Flight 93 on 9/11.
Yes.
People took courage, and they knew they were going to die, but they rushed the cockpit. And this is what we need. We need courage. We need people that are willing to put ourselves out there, because otherwise we're just going to be bulldozed.
Let me make a comment here, Shula. It's really... We talk about this a lot in my family, especially after my experience in the White House in 2017. I'm not talking about the military that are incredible. I'm not talking about law enforcement. I'm talking about people who don't wear a badge, don't carry a gun, don't have a uniform. Courage is rare today. It really is rare, and it is remarkably rare in national politics and in national media. It is saddening to see how short the list is. Go get a piece of paper right now and make a list of people who actually stand up for the truth, whether it's Lara Logan, whether it's Sean Hannity, whether it's Tucker Carlson, whether it's the people who really risk everything, because you do risk everything. I mean, I stood up for the truth, and I was attacked. I still am. As a Nazi, a fascist, when in fact everything I've ever done is to fight totalitarianism, whether it's left-wing or whether it's conservative. And it is very disappointing that the desire to want to just avoid conflict and to keep your head low has become so very, very common. Is that what you see, Shula?
Absolutely, absolutely. I went through a training at a synagogue in Southern California where I attended, and we were told that the buzzwords are, a terrorist comes in, a shooter comes in, there are three things to do. Run, and if you can't run, hide, and if you can't hide, fight.
Right.
And I mean, there's some wisdom there, but what the gentleman from Poway did was extraordinary. He saved a lot of lives, and we need to be courageous. We're so spoiled in this country. I've lived in five countries on three continents, and it just makes me sad because I love this country. But there just aren't a lot of courageous people. People don't want to stand up.
Well, think about it. We live in a... I'll never forget when we had my Orthodox friend Jeff Balaban in studio, the man who started the Jexodus movement, the movement to get Jews to leave the Democrat Party. And he said, we were talking about the MAGA hat thing. And I wasn't thinking. And I said, can you imagine what it's like that there are parts of America where you can't put on a red hat that says, make America great again? And he says, what are you talking about, Sebastian? I know what that's like. I grew up in New York wearing a yarmulke as a kid. And I know what it's like. That's headgear. A MAGA hat's not religious, but of course he would be abused as well because of the anti-Semitism that he experienced as a child. So, Shula, thanks for calling. These are disturbing times, and it requires all of us, especially men, to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, are you standing up for the truth? Because if you're not, guess what? The bad guys are winning every time you hide. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president on the Salem Radio from Relief, the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios just outside Washington, D.C.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are turning them off and turning on Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's no-spin news show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Show? Do you like Salem? Do you like Candace Owens? If you do, bookmark townhallreview.com. Town Hall is part of our Salem family, as is PJ Media, and they have the latest interview with Candace Owens by my colleague Hugh Hewitt. Go to townhallreview.com and sign up for the podcast so you don't miss any of our great interviews. Back to your calls. Line two, Anne has been waiting in California very, very patiently. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, huge fan.
I'm a Hollywood
filmmaker, lived here in L.A. my whole life. But I'm also a Christian Trump supporter, which you can imagine makes it really hard.
Yeah.
When people will find out, and I'm not shy about my support of Trump, I'm surrounded by liberals. And they look at me and they call me a Nazi sometimes. What do you do then,
Anne, when somebody calls you a Nazi?
Oh, I turn right back on them. I say most of the Jew hating is Democrats. And that's my question. And it's like a question I give my pastor. I'm like, what is it about liberals that hate Jews? I am a Christian. Jesus is, I worship Jesus is my savior. He was a Jew. So I don't have a problem with supporting Jews. I'm big supporter.
Look, this is a huge, huge question. I think we should devote an hour to it. I think you've given me an inspiration. We'll maybe have a panel of guests and we'll talk about this. I'll give you one answer. Jews has a lot to do with Israel. And the anti-Semitism of the left is related to Israel today because you have a lot of secular Jews who are anti-Semitic, ironically. Rather, they're anti-Zionist and anti-Israel. Why? Because Israel is no longer the victim. Israel is successful. Israel
That's
is
right.
proud of itself. Israel is prepared to protect Judaic values. It's the same
right.
way that, Obama goes on an apology tour. You don't want to fundamentally change America if you love America. So, the left is anti-Semitic because Israel is no longer the downtrodden victim. Yeah, so exactly.
Right.
It will not apologize for itself, and therefore they are the exploiters, right? They are the oppressors. They have become Israel, ironically, Israel is now the oppressor.
And the Democrats tend to want to side with their chosen victim.
This is superb. They want to exploit. They want to exploit
right.
the victims. And
mm-hmm.
will you stay on the line? Can you stay on the line?
Yes.
All right, I'm
going to
save you for the next hour. Or we can call you back. So, Anne, don't go away. This is great. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First with, of course, the best callers. Like Anne from California, a filmmaker, Christian, and a person who understands what's going on. Don't touch that dial.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.